Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk about the Falcons and the NFL and what's going on with our man Steve Wyche from the NFL Network. Steve does work for the Falcons as well. And Steve, good to have you back on. Happy Thanksgiving week to you and your family. We were just talking about, you know, all that's going on with the Giants, watching them last night, and Jason Garrett gets let go. And I want to start there because we had Joe Theismann on earlier, and Joe was like, yeah, he's just a guy, you know, he hadn't had his best players on the field, and the Giants are struggling. What do you make of the Garrett firing?
I think he's just the first domino. I mean, you know, and happy Thanksgiving to you guys anyway, but I think it's
you
a
too.
Situation where they're going to take, you know, this is a coach trying to throw everyone else out there like it's his fault, you know, because now they're putting Freddie Kitchens in as a play caller. And last I checked, didn't work too well in Cleveland. That did not work so well, especially when they got inside the 20-yard line. Oh, my God, that was a game. But it's just – We always hold the Giants up as a keystone franchise, right? Because they got the Mara family and they've done so much for the league. But you look at what they've done ever since they let Coughlin and Jerry Reese go, and it has not been good. And so you're looking now at organizationally, from, you know, hiring the wrong GMs to hiring the wrong head coaches, that this is a team that, you know, has to be mentioned with some of the other clubs that just can't get it right.
Right.
And so I think at the end of the season, you know, unless there's some miraculous turnaround that Freddie Kitchens can inspire, they're going to have to blow the whole thing up again. And so Jason Garrett, that offense didn't look good. You can say he didn't have pieces or whatnot, but he didn't have it working. I mean, I saw Arizona and Baltimore play with backup quarterbacks and win tough games. So you can make things happen. It looked like you have some idea of what's going, and the Giants just haven't done it. And as much as we want to also blame Jason Garrett, they look like they drafted the wrong quarterback as well, Daniel Jones.
I'm with you there. It didn't make sense at the time, and some people accused Carl and I of jumping the gun, but I never saw it, don't see it now. Had to be the smartest guy in the room, did. Ghetto man, as we like to call Gettleman. Our man Steve Wickety Wyche with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Steve, a question for you, and I know, let me dance around this one delicately. We're waiting to see when Calvin Ridley will get back in the mix for the Falcons. We understand that, you know, mental health is approached in a completely different way than it was as just 2 or 3 years ago, and we get that. So I want to be respectful. But big picture, do you think, and I know the franchise will be politically correct in how they answer it, but do you think this jeopardizes or changes the way they perceive how they're going to handle the fifth-year option, or move? I should say fifth-year option, but moving forward for him in the organization, or trying to move him? Some fans have asked this on the text line.
Probably depends on what this issue is. I mean, I think, you know, if it's something just like, you know, really deeply personal and something where they're like, hey, none of us would want to go through what he's having to go through or deal with what he's having to deal with, then I don't think it impacts him. But if it's something that some people in the building are like, hey, you know, he could come back 2 weeks ago if he really wanted to. And I think, knowing Calvin Ridley, he's never shown, I don't think any of us, that he's not a gamer. So I think whatever's going on is very serious. Especially with the discretion that's being shown about this. I think there were some, you know, unhappy thoughts about it. There would be some leaks. And this has been ironclad, which goes to show a lot of respect for what's going on. So, look, it always could. You know, football is a bottom-line game, and availability is often used as the best ability. But, you know, like you mentioned, mental health is being viewed in a different way. And try to tarnish somebody even if they go elsewhere, if we try to move them, you know, wouldn't be a great thing. So we'll see. I mean, you know, look, they're not winning games with him, you know, without him. So I just really don't know the circumstance, and we'll see. But right now I give the organization, you know, high grades for really respecting whatever's going on and keeping everything very discreet.
Steve Weiss, our guest, guys, here on Dukes and Bell, talking NFL and Falcons and a lot more about what's going on around the league. As far as the Falcons are concerned, you know, the inability to put points on the board, Steve, we know why. But Mike today has been on this whole binge about sacks and how, you know, abysmal we are getting to the quarterback. And I said to him, I don't know if any of that changes between now and the end of the season. We're on pace to maybe have the worst, you know, sack year in the history of the Falcons.
Which is, you know, which is crazy because you're playing a division where, like, the Saints' entire offensive line, I think, is on injured reserve. I mean, the Panthers aren't great blocking. I mean, it's – look, you don't always have to have individual winners, right, to get pressure on the quarterback. Let's just forget the sacks to get pressure on the quarterback. But you've got a scheme, and I think Dean Pees is trying a lot. And we all know all three levels work together in the passing game. But part of it is, I mean, they're not great against the run. So that sets up the play-action pass and bang. And the other thing is, this defense is on the field an awful lot. I mean, look, on the second half of the past two games, they're just having to stay on the field and defend the run. Then someone's going to hit a third down pass, and then it just keeps the cycle going. So the pressure issue, when I'm looking at this at the Falcons, I'm like, okay, when it comes to the draft, they better draft five offensive linemen. Oh, wait, they better draft two pass rushers. Oh, wait, they better draft some wide receivers. I mean, seriously, it is because they're not going to have a ton of free agent money to play with, right? Oh, wait, they've got to get a quarterback at some point as well. This is going to be as crazy as we thought it was last year in terms of what they were going to do to try to fortify this roster. This is the offseason. That's going to be real telltale of where this coaching staff, this management staff, and where this organization is headed over the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and it's a shame that we didn't spend big money by NFL standards, but we did invest in Mike Davis, and you know, we were all kind of okay, impressed by what he did last year, you know, for Carolina, and when McCaffrey was in and out. But it's still, I don't know. Guys ask us all the time, Steve, why can't he get there? It's like the chicken and the egg. They don't make the holes, or this guy's got to get a rhythm to get downhill. But Mike Davis has been totally ineffective this year.
It hasn't worked, especially when you see, you know, Kadir Allison come in and pop off a 7-yarder run mm-hmm. the same play. Or, I mean, I got to tell you, in preseason, I was stunned they let Dante Foreman go. That dude looked like he had some giddy up. And now I'm looking at Tennessee. They just cut Adrian Peterson because Dante Foreman's going to be the guy. Mm. And so, you know, they don't have a dude with the juice, which is why I'm interested to see if they're going to make a move on Philip Lindsay, who was let go by Houston. You know, he's a pass-catching running back. He's different from anybody they have in that backfield right now. And Lord knows, if you want to save Matt Ryan from looking like Baker Mayfield, which is going to happen to him as much as he's getting hit, you better have someone who can catch the swing passes and hot routes out of the backfield. And that's what someone like Philip Lindsay can do. Because that, to me, that's missing desperately in their offense right now. And that's what someone like Philip Lindsay can do. So I'm going to be interested to see if they make a waiver claim on him or if they try to move on him if he clears waivers.
While we're going around the league, Matt Nagy, he says that he's been told he's going to be fired. Have you heard that?
He said he has not been told that. There was a report out.
Correct.
That he has been notified that. But look, first off, I don't know what's going on, but it could be semantics, man. I mean, all the time this goes on, well, they told, you know, the guy's agent that we're going to let him go. They didn't necessarily tell Matt Nagy that this is going to happen. It's weird to tell an NFL coach you're going to get fired after this game. I mean, what's his motivation unless they say, you know, hey, if you go out and you act like an ass, we're not going to pay you, we're going to fire you for cause.
Right.
But then he could say, well, you already told me you're going to fire me, so what's the deal? So that would be weird. Usually these things are done, like we're going to let you go, we're going to go in a different direction. So I don't know. I know in college sometimes they say, we're going to let you go at the end of the season, like they're doing with that Orgeron down at LSU. If he was going to be fired, I think they would have gone ahead and let him go. So I have not heard anything, and I've talked to some people, and everyone else is just kind of like, it's the Bears. You don't know what to believe.
Right. Hey, meanwhile, I know that Steve Weiss is with this guy's Falcon Report, also some NFL. We are going to see the Jags this weekend, and Urban Meyer is making $12 million a year on this deal. But as all these college coaches are getting wrapped up with long-term deals, do you think somebody throws an end around to get Urban Meyer? And would Urban Meyer take it?
Oh, I would not be surprised. It depends on the job.
Right.
I mean, because remember, 2 years ago, and I live in L.A., he was connected to SC, the athletic director that they hired. I think was at Cincinnati. He was tight with Urban. But there was just a lot of political stuff going on at USC there. Like, we cannot bring him in right now. And so maybe they change up because USC is embarrassed. You know, we hear they're going after James Franklin and all these other. So maybe so. But it will be interesting to see if Urban's got the stomach to see this through, because we have not seen that before. At Florida, when things got sticky, he was out. Ohio State, things got sticky, he was out. So we shall see. But everything I have heard is that that's not a good building. I will say this. That team has some moments where it competes like hell. I mean, if we think the Falcons are going to go down there and automatically win this game, we are sadly mistaken. Because I'm sure the Jags are looking at the Falcons like, this is a team we could beat. So we'll just see how it plays out. But I wouldn't be surprised if someone reached out to Urban's agent and said, you know, would he be interested in this? And the Jags, might be an easy way for them to get out from things.
Steve, it's always good to talk with you, man. We appreciate you. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week.
You too. All the best, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.